Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Vav Amud Beis. We're holding four lines from the bottom on Vav Amud Aleph by the words Mesve. So earlier on the Amud, we mentioned the Gemara brought from Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said that we see from that which the 7 days of Prisha help to get rid of any chashash of Tumas Bayol Nida. The Kohen Gadol is perish from Gimel Tishrei through Tes Tishrei. Those are 7 days of Prisha. And we said that that helps to get rid of a chashash Tumas Bayol Nida. So from that which we see that these days help get rid of a chashash of Tumas Bayol Nida, it must be that a Bayol Nida is not like a Nida. And even though by a Nida who's tame for 7 days, she's not allowed to go to the mikvah until after the 7 days are completely over, she's not allowed to go on day 7 itself. She has to wait until the 7 days are over, and only then she goes to the mikvah. Still, a Bayol Nida, even though the Torah says with the Hei Nidasa Allah that her tum is upon him, it doesn't mean in all the different halachas regarding tefillah, a Bayol Nida could go to the mikvah. He's tame for 7 days, but he could go to the mikvah on the 7th day itself. He doesn't have to wait until the 7 days are over like a Nida has to. And he saw, and Reb Zeira said that we see that from the fact that the 7 days of Prisha help. How? Because if the Kohen Gadol's only perish from Gimel Tishrei, so his 7 days are Gimel Dalad Hey, Vav Zayin Ches, Tess is day 7, if he has to wait until the 7 days are completely over, which means he has to wait until Tess Tishrei is over, meaning until Leil Yom Kippur, until the night of Yud Tishrei, so, and only then he could go to the mikvah, so then it comes out he's a Tful Yom on Yom Kippur, and he's not going to be able to do the Avodah. So what did we accomplish with being perished from his wife during these 7 days? Elamayim must be that he could go to the mikvah on day 7, on Tes Tishrei, and this way he'll have Harav Shemesh on Leil Yom Kippur, and he'll be able to perform the Aveda on Yom Kippur. That was Rabbi Zera. And to that, Rav Shimi min Hardah said that no, there's no raya. Really, a Bayol Nida is like a Nida, and he can only go to the mikvah after the 7 days are over. So how is he going to be tar come Yom Kippur? He'll be tar because you assume that he's only Peirish on Gimel Tishrei. Says Rav Shimi min Hardah, no. His Prisha starts a moment before Shkia of Gimel Tishrei. So he's already Peirish, for a part of Beis Tishrei. Mamela, the 7 days of his potential Tumah are from Beis Tishrei through Ches Tishrei. So in a chanam, he has to wait now until the 7th day is over. The 7th day is over on Tes Tishrei. So on Leil Tes, he goes to the mikvah. And on Leil Yud, on Leil Yom Kippur, he has Harav Shemesh. And therefore, he'll be completely tar come Yom Kippur. Rav Shimi min Hardah wanted to suggest that no, really, a Bayol Nida is like a Nida, and he can only go to the mikvah after the 7 days of Tumah are completely over. But not on the 7th day itself. So now says the Gemara Kasha on Rav Shimi min Hardah. In fact, the Gemara Meisve, how could you tell me that a Bayol Nida is like a Nida, and he has to wait until the 7 days are over, and he's not allowed to go on the day of day 7, he has to wait until nightfall. But the Braisa says, Balkari kemagasheretz. The Braisa tells us that the Balkari, a person who has Tumas Keri, so his halacha is like a magasheretz. It's like a person who became Tameh from touching a sheretz, which means that they could both go to the mikvah on that same day. On the same day that they become Tameh, they could go to the mikvah. And Bayol Nida is ketameh meis. A Bayol Nida is like a Tameh Meis. A person who was Bayol Nida, so he's Tameh for 7 days, he's like a person who became Tameh Meis, who also was Tameh for 7 days, and they could go to the mikvah on day 7 itself. Someone who's Tameh Meis could go to the mikvah on the 7th day of his Tumah. And the Braisa says that a Bayol Nida is like Tameh Meis. Mashma, that he could also go to the mikvah on day 7. Says the Gemara, my lav l'tfila, aren't we talking l'inyan tfila? So the Braisa seems to be saying lahedya that a Bayol Nida is not like a Nida. A Bayol Nida is like a Tameh Meis. A Bayol Nida could go to the mikvah on day 7. So it's a kasha on Rav Shimi min Hardah. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Why? I'll tell you that the Brice is not talking about Hilchos Tfila. The Brice is talking about Hilchos Tuma. The Brice means to say that the Bayol Nida has Tuma Shiva. He's Tame for 7 days, just like someone who's Tame Meis is Tame for 7 days. Just lending the Tuma, they're both Tame for 7 days. Frakta Gemara, how could you tell me that the Braisa means to tell us a halacha regarding their Tumah? Tumasun behedik sevbehu. It says their Tumah lahedi in the Torah. Hai Tumah shivik sevbeh, vahai Tumah shivik sevbeh. Both Bayol Nida and Tameh Meis, in the Torah it says openly that they're Tameh for 7 days. So it can't be that that's what the Braisa is talking about. That's a Mefurish Apostle. The Braisa wouldn't tell us a halacha like that when it's a Mefurish Apostle. Turning on to Amud Beis. Ela lava tefilasan. It must be that the Braisa is telling us halacha regarding their tefillah, and that the tefillah of a bayal nida is like the tefillah of a tamimeis, which means that just like a tamimeis goes to the mikvah on the seventh day of his tumah, so to a bayal nida could go to the mikvah on the seventh day. So it's a cash on Rabbi Shimi Min Arda. Says the Gemara, Lai Lumutumasa. No, really, I'll tell you, we are, the Braisa is telling us about the Tumah, that they both have Tumah Shiva. Ah, so you ask, so then what's the Chiddush? It's a Mefersh, a Pasuk. So why would the Braisa be telling us this halacha? Says the Gemara, Seifet Strichalei. The Chiddush of the Enachanami. There's no Chiddush in this, in the Reisha of the Braisa. But the reason why the Braisa mentioned this halacha is because I got the Seifa. And the Seifa is Taka Chiddush. What does it say in the Seifa? The Seifa says, Ela Shechamer Mim Manu Bayonida, that a Bayonida is more chamer than Tumas Meis. In what way? Because Shemetame Mishkavu Maishav, that a Bayonida is more chamer in the sense that the Bayonida is metame with its Mishkav Umaishav, which means that if a Bayonida, if he sits, if he lies down or if he sits down on something, even if there's no direct contact, let's say he stacks up 10 mattresses, you know, he's scared of the jukes or the cockroaches on the floor. So he stacks up 10 mattresses, so he should be away away from the floor. So the halacha is that he's metame all the mattresses, even the one on the bottom, even though he didn't directly touch the bottom mattress. It's called Tumas Mishkav. And the same thing with Maishav. When he sits on something or he lies down on something, even if there's no direct contact, he's metame. That's a chumra of Bayal Nida. Shemetame Mishkav Maishav. And to what degree of Tumah? Betumah Kala. with a light Tumah. Which means Latama Eichlun Umashkin. It's a light Tumah in the sense that it's only the mattress or whatever it is that he sits or lies down on is only metame eichlun umashkin, only foods and drinks. It's not metame adam v'kelim, but it's metame eichlun umashkin. So the end of the braisa says, the seif of the braisa says that a bayonida is a chumra over tumas meis, that a bayonida is metame and dizayfanim and with mishkav umayshav, as opposed to tumas meis, which doesn't have tumas mishkav umayshav. Tumas meis is only metame through direct touch, through tumas maga. So I got this chiddush that we say in the Seifa that a bayonida is more chamer than Tumas Meis. So the Braisa also mentioned in the Reisha that in some ways they're also the same, that they both have a Tumas Shiva. But in the Chanami, the Braisa really, I could say, is talking about the Tumah and not about the Tefillah, and therefore there's no kasha on Rabbi Shimi Min Arda. Says the Gemara, though Tashima, another kasha on Rabbi Shimi Min Arda. How could you tell me that a bayal nida is like a nida and he could go to the mikvah on, yet he has to wait until the 7 days are over? But we learned in the Braisa, the Tani Rabbi Chia taught, hazav v'hazava, regarding a zav or a zava, a man or a woman, if they have certain, bodily discharges, or v'hamitzayra v'hamitzayras, and the same by a mitzayra, or a female or a male mitzayra, u'bayal nida, the tamei meis, all these types of people, all of these categories of people, they go to the mikvah by day. Nida v'yoledes have to wait until their days of tumah are completely over, and they can only go the next night. So the Braisa says lahedya that a bayal nida is not like a nida. A nida has to wait until the tumah is over, and she can only go to the mikvah the night afterwards. But it says lahedya in the Braisa that a bayal nida could go on that day, on the last day of his tumah. So tiyufta, this Braisa is a refutation of shita Rav Shimi Min Arda, and really, so the maskan of the Gemara is that a bayal nida is not like a nida. A bayal nida could go to the mikvah on day 7. It will also now come out that we're not mafresh the kohen gadol on Beis Tishrei, right before Shkia of Gimel Tishrei. He could stay home the entire second day of Rosh Hashanah, he could make Havdalah with his mishpacha, and then at some point on Gimel Tishrei, on Tzayim Gedalia, that's when we're mafresh the kohen gadol to the Lishkas Parhedrin. That's when he starts his 7 days of Prisha and away from his wife, and it's not going to be a problem because he could go to the mikvah on day 7 on Tes Tishrei, on Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe he's going to go to the mikvah anyways that day. He'll go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, and then even if he would be a Bayal Nida, he would be Tar Kam Leil Yom Kippur when he has Harav Shemesh on Leil Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Vayter, we had said that the reason why he's perish from his wife during these days of Prisha is because of a chashash of Tumas Bayal Nida. So ask the Gemara, V'ach Atam Afrishim Tumas Beisai, while you're taking care of the chashash tumas beisai, and you're being mafreshim from his wife because of a chashash of tumas bayal nida, hafrishayhu mitumas hameis. Why don't we take the precaution and separate him from a potential tumas meis? So what does it mean? What would it mean to protect him from a potential tumas mace. So Rashi says we shouldn't allow anyone near him in the Lishkas Parhedrin all the 7 days of the Prisha. He should have to stay in the Lishkas Parhedrin himself because of a chashash that maybe someone's going to be in there and die and be next to him and be metame him with tumas mace. So ask the Gemara, we should be chayshish for tumas mace and we shouldn't allow anyone near him during the 7 days of Prisha, and he should have to stay alone in the Lishkas Parhedrin. Ah, the Gemara in Shabbos says on Kufnun Aleph from a base that it's asur liyoshin bebayis echidi. You're not allowed to sleep in a house by yourself. So how could he stay in the Lishkas Parhedrin by himself? So the Shoyol and Shaul's and Tshuva's David Misharim in Chelik Aleph Simon Ayin Tes, he actually wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara that you see that it must be l'tzarech mitzvah you're allowed to sleep in a bayis yichidi. Even though the Gemara says asur liyashim bayis yichidi, it must be from our Gemara you see that there was some sort of heter. What's the heter? It must be because it's l'tzarech mitzvah. That l'tzarech mitzvah you're allowed to, and therefore he wanted to say that it would be mutter for a person to sleep in a sukkah by himself, and it won't be a problem of asur liyashim bayis yichidi. However, the David Misharim was madcha the raya. And he was Malcha the Raya based on Yerushalmi in Mesach HaShabbos and Parak Beis Halach Vav, where the Yerushalmi says that there's no problem of sleeping in a Bayis Yechidi if you leave a light on. And so if there's no problem if you leave a light on, so the Gemara could be asking that he should have to stay in the Lishkas Parhedrin by himself, and there won't be a problem of us and Liyashin in Bayis Yechidi because we'll leave a light on. It could be that the Gemara meant to say that we'll leave a light on. Ah, maybe he's a light sleeper and he won't be able to sleep with the light on. I guess no one ever said it's easy to be Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is asking, so fact the Gemara, that Acha Atam Afrisha Mitumas Beisa, Afrisha Mitumas Ameis. So ask the Gemara while you're being Chayshish for Tumas Beisa, which I guess is a far-fetched Chashash. So let's also be Chayshish for this Chashash, that maybe someone's gonna die near him, and we should make it that no one is allowed into the Lishkas Parhedrin while he's there. Says the Gemara, Amar of Tachlifa, Vuod Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rava, Zaysay Mebres, Tumas Ameis, Hutcher Hu Betzibur. It must be, see from here, that Tumas Ameis, Hutcher Hu Betzibur. It must be Tumas Ameis' Hutra, meaning that which, when a Tzibur needs to bring a carbon that has a set time, so the halacha is that even if there's Tumah, so we're the Tumah doesn't stand in front of the Tzibur. So there's a shaila, if the pshat in that is because really there's an iser to do avodah when there's tumah. Now when there's a tzibur that needs to do something at a specific time, so that's madcha the iser tumah. That's one way to say it. That would be called tumah dechuyahi b'tzibur. Another way to say it is to say that no, the Torah never asered avodah when there's with tumah when faced against a tzibur that has to do something at a set time. That's called hutra. Tumah sameis hutrahi b'tzibur. That when there's a tzibur that needs to do something at a set time, so there is no Isser Tumah. Not that we're madched. There is no Isser Bichlal. And we'll see Nafkamina soon on the bottom of the Amud. But the point is that Rav is saying that Zaysay Maris, from that which we're not Cheshish, for Tumas Meis, it must be the Pshat is because even if the Kohen Gadol would get Tamei Meis, even if he would become Tamei Meis, Tumas Meis is Hutrad. It's not an Isser that we have to be Madcha. There is no Isser Bichlal, and therefore that's not something that we're going to take precautionary measures to make sure that he doesn't become Tamei Meis, because even if he would be Tamei Meis, that wouldn't be so severe. As opposed to Tumas Bayol Nida. Tumas Bayol Nida is not Hutri B'tzibur. Why not? So Rashi on Zayin Amad Aleph at the top says, because being that it's comes from Tumas Nida, which is a Tumah Hayotze Migufa, and that's called, it's considered a more chamer dika tumah, and about such a tumah we don't say that it's hutcher hibitzibur. But about tumas meis we say tumas meis hutcher hibitzibur. So that's why we're chayshish for tumas bayal nida, and we're not chayshish for tumas meis. That's Rava. Ravina Amar Afilu Tema Tumas Ameis Dechuya Hibitzibur. I could even tell you that really Tumas Ameis is Dechuya. Really the Isser Tumah is Batsim still there, and just we're Madcha the Isser when dealing with a Tzibur that has to bring a carbon at a set time. Ah, so why aren't we Chayshish for Tumas Ameis over here? Tumas Ameis Leishchicha, Tumas Beis Leishchicha. It's a very practical teretz. Because Tumas Ameis, that someone's just gonna drop dead and be Metame, the Kohen Gadol, that's not Shchiach. That's not common, that's not something that we have to be Chayshish for. But Tumas Bayol Nida, in comparison to Tumas Meis, so that is considered Shchicha. And compared to Tumas Meis, so Tumas Bayol Nida is considered Shchicha. So it's more Shchiach. And therefore, we're Chayshish for Tumas Bayol Nida, but we're not Chayshish for Tumas Meis. Says the Gemara, now that we mentioned this concept of Hutshar Dechuya, if Tumas Hames is Hutshar Dechuya, says the Gemara Itmar, Tumas Hames, regarding Tumas Hames, whether it's, the Ritva points out, whether it's the carbon that became Tameh, or the Bailum that became Tameh, or the Kaihanan that became Tameh, any sort of Tumah, that should technically be a problem for doing the Aveda. So Tumas Hames, Rav Nachman Amma Hutshar Hibitzibur, Rav Nachman says that it's Hutshar Bitzibur, which means there is no Isser Bechal. Anytime when we're dealing with a tzibur that has to bring a carbon at a set time. And Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya Hi Betzibur. Rav Sheshes says it's Dechuya Betzibur. He says that the Isser's Batim still there, just we're Madche the Isser. So now, Hei Chadika Tmeinu Tahirin Behu Beis Av, when you have Tmein and Tahirin, but in the same Beis Av, we mentioned in the past that all the Kehanim are divided into 24 Mishmaris. And each week, a different Mishmar serves in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, each Mishmar is divided into 6 family groups called the Beis Av. And every day of the week, a different Beis Av serves in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara is saying that if you have in that same Beis Av, that there's Tameim and Tahirim in that same Beis Av, so then everyone agrees, even the man Damar who holds Hutra, that Tumah Hutra he betzibur, everyone agrees that Tahirin Avdi Tameim Lai Avdi, that we say that the Tahirin in that Beis Av should do the Avaida, and not the Tameim. Now the Shagas Ari and Gvuris Ari over here points out that of course the fi man the amar who holds Tumas Hames Hutcher he betzibur, so really even the Tameyan should be able to do the Aveda, because if it's Hutra, so why not? Who cares if there's another guy right next to him who's tar, another Kayan who's right next to him who's tar? If Tumas Hames is Hutra, so then there's no Isra. Why should there be any difference between the Tamei Kain and the Tar Kain? But the Chagas Arya explains that the Gemara here means that Midrabanan, that even the Manda Amar who holds Tumas Hames Hutri Bitzibur, he's made that if you have Tahirin in that same base Av, so then Midrabanan, the Tahirin are the ones that have to do the Avaida. So that everyone agrees to. There's no Machlaikas. Says the Gemara Vaiter Ki Pligi, where's the Machlaikas? Lahaduri Vilasuye Tahirin Mi Base Av Achrina. Let's say everyone in that base Av, everyone in Monday's base Av is Tamei Mes. So do we say that we should get a kain from a different base Av to do the Avaida that day? So Rav Nachman Amar Heter Hibetzibur. Rav Nachman says that Tumas Hames is Hutra V'loy Madrinan, and therefore we're not going to be Tareach to go get a kain from a different base Av to do the Avaida. Because it's Hutra, there's no problem. For Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya Hibetzibur, Rav Sheshes will tell you that no, it's not, I wouldn't say the word necessarily Bidi Eved, but it's, there's the Isser Tumah is still there, B'etzem. So we'll be Madche the Isser, but if we have a very simple solution to just go get a kain from a different base Av, so it's only Dechuya Hibetzibur, Tumas Hames is only Dechuya, and therefore Umahadrinon will go get a kain from a different base Av. That's the first version of how to understand the Machlaikas Hutra and Dechuya. That the Machlaikas will be if everyone in the base Av is Tameh, and the Shaila is, do you have to go get a kain from a different base Av, or you could use one of the Tameh Kehanim in that base Av to do the Avaida? Some say that no. Afilu hecha dika tahirinu tumeya behu beis av. The machlekes is very extreme. Even if in that same beis av, you have tahirin and tumeyan, you have two kayhanim in that same beis av, one standing right next to each other, one's tame, one's tar. Who should do the avaida? Even in such a case, Polig Rav Nachman. Even in such a case, Rav Nachman is chaylik, and he says, Va'amar, and he says, that because Tumas Hames is Hutri Betzibur, Avdi Nami Tameyan, that the Tameyan could do the Avaida, even though he's standing right next to another Kain who's Tar, who could just as easily do the Avaida, the Tamei Kain could do the Avaida. The call Tumas Hames Betzibur, Rechman Asharia. Because any Tumas Hames, when dealing with the Tzibur, the Tar was Matur, and the Rabbanan didn't compensate to be Machmer. It's completely Mutter. So there's no difference between the Tamei Kain doing the Avaida and the Tar Kain doing the Avaida, because Tumas Hames is Hutra Hi Betzibur, and that's the Machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes.